You are going to listen to several people speaking about what they find important when starting their own business. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements, A to K. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Example.
I've learned a lot while starting my own business. I run a secondhand bookshop in the town center. I find that the more unusual I make my book displays, the more people come into the shop just to have a look. And then I sell more books that way.
Speaker 1.
I didn't know how much work being my own boss would be. I own and run a savory pie van. Sometimes it is just as much fun as it sounds when everything's going right, but other days it can be draining. Either no one wants to buy a pie, or I burn something, or I sell out of a flavor early in the day, and then later customers are all disappointed they can't get the pie they want.
Speaker 2.
I run my own recruitment agency, so I match job seekers to job openings in the legal sector. My main priority is making sure my staff feel looked after. If they're satisfied, they perform better, which means better results for me and my business. So treat your staff well and pay them a good wage.
Speaker 3. I run an online business as well as working full-time, so I have a side hustle, if you will. I like to knit, and so a few years ago I thought, hey, I should make some money from this. I have an online shop which is quite popular. Most of my items are clothing and toys. I have to say I probably would have stopped after a few months if I didn't love knitting, because it's really hard work to keep up with the orders. Speaker 4.
I run a sustainable clothing company. My advice for those just starting out is to create a business plan and stick to it. It can be really tempting to go just slightly over budget, but don't do it. You will forever be playing catch-up and feel like you are behind.
Speaker 5.
As a business owner, my advice to young entrepreneurs is to really get to know the industry before you start your own business. Nothing beats knowledge and experience. Attend trade shows, get yourself a mentor, do training courses. Anything counts.
Speaker 6.
It's so hard to make a new company successful. You need to make sure you have experienced staff so you don't fail straight away because you're too busy trying to train people who don't know anything about how business works.
Speaker 7.
I would advise to sort out your budget as soon as you can. You need to know if you can afford to run your business. You may need to find other people to put money into your business, and you need to spend time working on business pitches to attract them to put their money into your business. Focus on the investment first, and you should be all right. At least, it's always worked for me, and I run 5 very successful small businesses.
Speaker 8.
Most small businesses get their work through word of mouth, so make a good impression, attend networking events, and don't be shy. You might strike up a conversation with someone who could send multiple new clients your way.